Let's listen. Let's listen to Alan, or I think it's Alan Green, Mr. Green, the leader of this. Let's listen to him. He's up on stage. Let's hear if he gives a gospel presentation.
In the person of his son, Jesus. Okay, and so his early followers, Jesus asked them in the book of Mark, Mark 8:27, he said this, "Who do the people say that I am?" That question's asked maybe in Sioux Falls and all over today. Who do the people say that I am? And his followers then, his disciples said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, you know, maybe come back to life. Maybe you're Elijah. You're one of the prophets." And then Jesus looked and he said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter, one of his followers, Peter said, "You are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God." Which Jesus do you follow today? Are you a fan of Jesus? Many fans. A lot of Facebook fans. You're a fan of Jesus. Are you a follower of Jesus? Well, many people follow Jesus, but the next thing I'm going to ask you, Jesus closed, he said, "I call you friend." Friend, it says in the Bible, anyone in Christ is a new creation. And it then says, Jesus will call you friend. So when Jesus walked the earth, there were many people following him. Some following from a distance. Some followed because there's a great crowd. Some followed because they wanted to be healed.
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Some followed because they wanted to listen to every word he said and say, is that really true? And they tried to parse every word he said, but Jesus confounded them with his answers. The early followers of Jesus were willing to, and in fact gave their very lives to following Jesus. And many people do today. So, are you a fan? Are you a follower? Are you a friend of Jesus? Jesus said this in John 8:31. Now Jesus here in this passage is talking to those people of his time that were believers. He said to the Jews who were believers, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And he said to the Jews, he said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." And then they answered him. They said, "What is he talking about? What do you mean? We don't need to be free. We're descendants of Abraham." They started pulling the religious card on him. They said, "We have a long history of religion and tradition." And he said, "We've never been slaves to anyone." Jesus replied, "I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave." And then Jesus made this statement. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." See, Jesus' message was to the broken people, the oppressed. Perhaps you're here and you feel hopeless. But Jesus' message was to the religious people as well. Jesus said, "Come to me, and you can be set free." You may be thinking, again, he said, "You can be set free, and you can walk out of this prison." Now there's a prison here, but there's a door on it. And some of you come and go out of that prison. You're trapped in your addictions. And some of you are walking around like Jesus' other story to his followers. He said, "You're chained to sin." And he said, you have a yoke. Now, I know you don't know what a yoke is. I found this from my wife's grandparents' collection. This is a yoke that they used on oxen or beasts of burden. And Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden." He said, "I will give you rest." He said, "My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you'll find rest for your souls." Some of you have been carrying around a heavy burden, either chains or like a yoke like this. And Jesus is here to say he can set you free. See, we live in a fallen world. So I close in the next minute or two here. And this is very, very important. See, we're born as slaves to sin. It started in the very beginning. The gospel is so simple. In the very beginning of this book, it talks about how God created everything. That's why we see beauty and first beauty, but then we see brokenness, because when he created it, it was perfect and it was beautiful. But then Satan, a fallen angel, who because of his pride, he was cast down from an angel to become a demon. The demon, the devil. The devil deceived the very first people. And they sinned. And there was brokenness. And they've been sinning. People have been sinning ever since. And that's why we feel this brokenness inside. Or we feel like we're chained. Or sometimes we feel like we're in a prison. But Jesus said he came to set the captives free. So God then had a plan. He knew Satan would deceive the first people. And he said, one day there will be a rescue. And that rescue was Jesus. Jesus came in the form of his son and he walked among us. He walked without sin. He was God in human form. And then he says this. He says, to all who receive me, I give the right to become children of God and inheritors of eternal life. Now, those of you that are believers, that's like an amen or applause. Can you imagine that? You say, Alan, how can that be true, Alan? But it is true. Because of God's great love for you and you and you and me. For God so loved the world, say it with me, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to pray. We're going to move on with the program today, but I have a little gift for some of you, but we're going to pray. And if it's a desire of your heart to commit your life today, to be free of the chains that are binding you up. Perhaps there's chains of addiction. Perhaps it's relationship. Perhaps you have uncertainty. Perhaps you don't know today. If you were to die here today, you don't know if you would go to heaven. And yet the Bible promises that we can know. We can have peace and meaning and purpose in this life, regardless of the tough things we go through. And then we can have eternal life with Jesus. So God created all of us. He created you in his image. We fell to sin. We're broken. But he said he will forgive you of all sin. The third thing. He says if we'll simply turn. You're walking this way and you go in your heart, I repent. I turn and I want to walk only toward God. If we turn and then we say, Jesus, I want to be yours. I want you to be a friend of mine. And he will. So pray with me right now. All across here in the bleachers. Maybe you can even hear me all the way over by the Statue of David. We have an overflow area. Maybe in the sports area. Maybe by the hotel. Pray right now. Just take 30 seconds and pray with me. I'm going to pray. And you just repeat after me. If it's a desire in your heart, just silently or out loud. Don't be ashamed. Say this after me. You ready? Let's go. Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. Thank you for forgiving me of my sin. Right now, Lord, I want to turn from my sin. I break the chains. Jesus, come into my life. I surrender to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, listen, look at me. Look, anybody pray that prayer? Really, on the count of three, if you prayed that prayer with me, if you meant it, just on the count of three, shoot your hand up.
Salvation is not.
One, two, three, go.
Salvation is not found in a prayer. So here we heard. We heard Mr. Green's lame, easy believe, 30-second prayer. He said, I want to be a friend of God. Jesus told us, how are you a friend of God? Keeping his commandments. John 15, 14. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. You want to be my friend? Keep my commandments. You did not hear that from this heretic false teacher, Mr. Green. You heard an easy believe prayer, 30 seconds. It will not save you. Proof positive of the carnality and deception of this place. I audio recorded that, so it's going up on our testing as proof of their easy believism.